Shut up and sit down.
What is going on, everybody? What is going on? Welcome to this week's episode, episode 259 of the STS Guys. I am Jeremy.
Hey, it's Larry.
And I'm Scott.
And we are the STS Guys, a weekly podcast where we sit around, shoot the shit, and talk about anything geeky, nerdy, and cool. What's going on this week, guys?
Well, I think this is the part of the podcast where we say, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
It's been a couple weeks, but like I said, it's good to be back, guys. So we had a good run going there for a little while.
We do have to do adulting every now and then.
Adulting.
Yeah.
Much as I don't want to. Sometimes it's a necessity.
It is a necessity.
All good.
I wonder if we'll have Ed tonight. Like I said, isn't WrestleMania? Isn't that tonight?
I think WrestleMania
The Rock. With the Rock coming back.
Oh, The Rock's coming back. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Losing that fame, so I had to go back to WrestleMania, kind of wrangle it back up again.
Nice.
You gotta whip him up into a frenzy again.
I wonder if he has the same contract that he does for movies, like that he can't lose. Because you know, that was his whole thing. Like he had it as like a writer in his contract that like he can't lose a fight.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I mean, I think he's lost though, so I don't know. Maybe he has like say in what how happens, the, what right? Happens like
things, yeah.
Yeah, right. He's
even
he's
in the like, Furious ones, he always stalemates. He never fully loses.
True.
Like that's the closest I think he lets it get is like, we'll break even.
Yeah, ties.
Yeah, like we
like no, Vin Diesel didn't win.
Yeah.
Family.
Nobody else didn't lose. Okay. Yeah.
What's been going on this week, guys?
Not a whole lot. I did that the first Saturday we missed. I did go to the movies for the first time in forever.
Ooh, what'd you go see?
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Oh, I saw that pile of dog shit too.
You didn't like it? I liked it. I thought it was really good.
I did not.
I thought
like
it was better than the I don't know, the other one. What's it called? Afterlife?
Afterlife. Yeah.
I thought it was better than Afterlife. But I did just pull up the Rotten Tomato score and it's got a 44. So yeah. maybe I'm the minority on that.
It might be. Like I think it's very, from what I gather, I haven't seen it, so I can only speak for what I've heard other people talk about. And it seems very much like on many other podcasts I've listened to, there's a Larry and a Jeremy. Okay. They're always debating this movie. One really likes it. One really hates it. 44 sounds about right. Right. About half and half.
Yeah.
For the thing. But what I feel like, I appreciate the direction they are going to try to keep, like, we're going back to the original Ghostbusters. We're not ignoring it, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, just give me a stupid, campy movie. Like, it doesn't have to be these big epics. And I think that's what you try too hard for.
You know what I want? That's it. You know what I want? Go and fight ghosts in the Ghostbusters movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's it. Like I said, it doesn't have to be basically big one, so some huge overarching villain, like I said, for the entirety of the movie. Go up to that point in time, but go and fight ghosts. That's all I want. Go and fight ghosts.
That's true. There wasn't much ghost
there was
fighting.
There was no ghost
or like no ghost. Maybe like one or two, but like, yeah, there's very little ghost
busting. Yeah, there was the very intro one with the flying around, you know, dragon thing, but yeah. That's it. Yeah. Then the other ghost and thing was the emo chick that basically tried to seduce, like I said, the Ghostbusters into some like emotional relationship and you know, make out with her.
Or
like,
you know what? And I think they bring it up in this one. Again, I haven't seen it, so you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Have them actually catch the librarian.
Yeah.
Right? The one that they ran away from at the first one, like and have never really gone back. I think it's mentioned or it's briefly in this one, right? Like something with the librarian.
They're in the library for a minute,
yeah, and they like see it or something. Like, go catch the damn thing. Like
Dan Aykroyd,
yeah,
I think sees her for a second. Yeah, they did. Like, they did like bring in Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Bill Murray in an appropriate way. Better, I thought, better than the last
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than just showing up. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just showing up at the end. Like they were part of the story, like minor part for the most part, but they were there. So
they're old. They have to recognize it to be like, hey, we're going to, I've always thought the concept of the ending of the video game that they made with the original cast was where they needed to go, which is, and it leaves it open for any number of things. They need to open up. It needs to be franchises. Just be like, it is now in every major city.
Yeah, Ghostbusters International. Like, I would love a Ghostbusters International.
And they're,
like,
that would be cool.
They have an office in every city. You can have a, you don't need the originals anymore at that point. They're just an offshoot. If you want whatever, you can make it up and be like, all right, the ones in LA are like this, or this is, you know, like a firehouse station again. Like, you know, like it's station the ladder 42 or whatever they're going to call it. Right.
Or you could have the girl Ghostbusters team.
You could do that. You could have the young people. You have them all to where they could return and still have any sorts of variation. You just new city, new story.
Yeah.
Don't have to use Gozer anymore.
Like that, I think that's my only thing. Like I said it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen, but I was just give me some ghostbusting. That's all I want.
Not enough ghostbusting.
Yeah.
So but not a spoiler, but the TLDR, not enough ghostbusting.
Yeah,
in a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah. I agree.
Give them the one where they have the invisible jogger, right? Where they catch him.
Yeah.
Lighting. Like, give me a montage at least.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. A montage.
A like courtroom that. Scene.
Yeah.
That really didn't have a whole lot to do with anything, but it added some extra ghost busting in the second one, right? Mm-hmm. The ghost train. Come on. There was a lot of cool shit in the first two.
Yeah. Not so much. But.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still really liked it.
Like, and then I think my other beef. I said, right? Is like, like every other ghost is like messed up, like Slimer or the dragon or the other stuff. So like all those are ghosts. But then like I said, you have the normal. They never explained like, hey, how do you become a normal people ghost? I said versus like said a other like freaky ghost,
A monster ghost,
like a monster ghost. Yeah, like so.
Well, and it goes back.
Hey,
to like,
if you're cool, you get the
you get your
body form.
You look like yourself.
You look like the librarian.
Yeah,
I bring it back to it as like a normal looking old lady that turns freaky.
Yeah.
So I think they're all freaky, but like some of them have figured out like I can hide this for a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess, but Slimer doesn't even look like a person.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. And why did the Stay Puft Marshmallow Men look like Stay Puft Marshmallow Men?
And then why are they still there?
Because they were cute.
Yeah,
so they came back.
That's merchandising. So that was merchandising.
They retconned them and not killing them all. And
I said
this poor podcast. You know, I said he went through puberty, and I said all of a sudden he's not in the movie anymore. Like really, like for more than like 5 minutes.
I was glad to see he was back though, because I did forget about that part. Right, the neighbor kid or whatever. He came with them to New York because that makes sense.
Yeah,
but he's there, and they still call him Podcast. Because what better way, what better nickname than to call you about the thing you like?
Yeah, I like to do a podcast.
Yeah, yes, well, I'm gonna call you Podcast.
Yeah, Manny, I'm with you there. I as much as I wanted to see it, I was a wait for it to stream.
Yeah, like, I totally
streaming so quick now. It's like I haven't needed to go to a theater anymore, like forever.
No, and we just hadn't been in a very long time, and since we were taking the night off in the podcast, we used our Saturday night for that. But it's definitely, you definitely got to watch it when it hits streaming. But to your point, that'll be like in 3 weeks, so it'll be here soon. That's what I did. That's how I spent my 2 week vacation.
Didn't you go to a baseball game?
We did. So I didn't even tell you guys. So we bought season tickets, but like just the weekend. So I'm going to be out a couple Saturdays for the next 3 months. So it was good. It was opening day. We went to 3 games in 4 days because with the weekend package thing they have, you get opening day. And then you got one against the Yankees too that Monday. So we had a busy weekend going to baseball.
It's always rough because that's like,
usually
it's the same team.
Yeah, it was a little too much, but it was still fun. They went to the World Series. Diamondbacks went to the World Series last year, so they're pretty good still. So it was It was good. We'll see how this year goes.
And Manny said he went to Phoenix and was able to try the Dr. Pepper shake. It is quite delish.
I haven't had one in a while. Like, I need to go to Whataburger.
Yeah. Manny said the cashier was telling me it was not that good. You know what? It was never emphasized in Phoenix when they did have it, because for a while it was Texas only, and then it went nationwide. Yeah. Down here, people go crazy for it, which I realized.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you guys living in Texas, right? Because it hit Texas before it hit hit Phoenix, before I moved. I probably wouldn't have known about it. But yeah, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Like,
it's delicious.
Manny, thank you, Manny, because you reminded me of another food related item. Our friend Dustman's tagged us in this photo. He went to Portillo's.
Did he get the chocolate pie shake?
The chocolate cake shake. Yeah.
He got
his chocolate cake shake and then went next door to Jollibee and got a peach mango pie. I thought that was a perfect combination.
I forgot they're all right over there now, huh?
He doesn't live here. I don't know where this is. He's in Michigan, so this isn't by us, yeah. And there is not a Portillo's by the Chandler Jollibee. So, yeah, that's a Michigan thing.
Yeah, well, here, because we said it a bunch.
Yeehaw!
That's amazing.
And for good measure.
What a burger!
Well done. Yeah. Yeah. Now we did go to Portillo's this week, but now I feel like I need to go to Whataburger and get.
Now they're open late. Shake. They're open late over here, and I have to go run and pick up something from somebody's house after this. I may make a quick stop over at the Whataburger to get me a shake now.
I think that is a great idea. Yes, Manny, we have there for the. So Manny asked if there's Portillo's in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. There was like one or two, and. That was like when Jeremy moved. there's two. There's one in Tempe and one in Scottsdale. Since then, they've exploded, and there's at least like six more, including one that's like 10 minutes from my house. So, yeah, we have tons of Portillo's now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get that chocolate cake shake.
Yeah. Because there's one right by me. There's one in Santan. There's one up by Arrowhead in Peoria. There's milkshakes in general,
just delicious.
That is true. That is true. Generally speaking, most milkshakes are delicious.
So I didn't have anything to buy, but can I tell you the lovely sense of irony or my sick sense of humor? I don't know which one it is that I am getting out of the eclipse thing going on. Because that's like a big thing for you.
Where Texas has a state of emergency.
It's even better than this. So yeah. they did a state of emergency because so many people were traveling in because... Like Austin, Dallas, like this whole corridor is 100% coverage.
Yeah, right. You're in prime eclipse viewing spot.
Prime eclipse viewing. So everyone is, they were coming in to be like.
That's crazy.
You know, like it's going to be ACL and South by Southwest at the same time, the number of people that they anticipate coming here. Okay. But wait, just wait. It gets better because we have this big storm rolling in. And we're basically going to have thunderstorms all day Monday. So all these people are flying in and they will not be able to see shit.
Awesome. Here, this is booked Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Like Airbnb, like some busyness, like said over the course of the eclipse. Like, so this is like, this is like Airbnb bookings, 100% occupancy. Wow. I said for all Airbnbs, I said on this stretch.
Yeah,
wow. It looks like for you guys, right? It starts around San Antonio, goes up through Austin, probably hits all Dallas. Through
Maine. Yeah.
Yeah, and then all the way to Maine.
Like, that's crazy. The influx of people that we have coming in aren't gonna get to see shit.
Yeah, because you got a storm. I guess this judging by this map, it is like what Ed says does not surprise me, right? They've had an influx of people in Ohio as well.
That orange goes straight through it.
Yeah, yep. That's crazy to me. Like you would plan a vacation around getting a better viewing of the eclipse.
Okay. And
I mean, I've done dumb vacations. You won't
be able to see it.
That's exactly. Then that's even more disappointing
irony that so many people freaked out because, to Jeremy's point, Airbnbs are full, hotels are full, right? Plane, there people are freaking out. They're like, "Holy shit! Like you're not going to get a flight." And now we have this huge thunderstorm rolling in, and probably will not get to see shit.
hey, I actually, here's the thing. I actually welcome the thunderstorm more than the eclipse, just because I said, yeah, I need some water on my lawn that's still recovering from, I said, my tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
I had a tree that didn't quite make it through the last summer. So I want some, you know, get as much water as I can on that thing, so it starts to recover, because it's starting to, leaves are coming back. So I'm like, yes, I don't have to replace it. HOA won't yell at me.
That's good. Well, yeah. The eclipse, if it happens, it's hitting you guys around 1:30 on Monday afternoon.
Yep.
Coming up through Mexico and then, making its way to Ohio.
I have blocked off a thing so I can at least go hang out outside or something.
But yeah, okay. But don't look at it. You're blind.
I have glasses. So I got them.
Planned ahead.
No, I didn't. Didn't necessarily plan ahead. We had some from the last eclipse.
Oh, okay.
Cool. That were out here, because we had gotten them for free during that point. And then somebody was giving a whole, like, when you buy them on Amazon, they come in like massive packs.
Right. You don't get one.
You don't get one. You get like 20 or 25 or whatever. And so somebody somewhere was like, I have a whole bunch free. I'm going to put them outside. Go get them. So got some refresh ones just in case.
All right. Cool. Yeah. And Ed's right. Like, you can't take pictures with it. Like, I feel like there's going to be people going blind on Monday and breaking their phones.
It's the phone breaking that I think is going to be the biggest.
No, you guys are both wrong. What's going to happen is you're going to some crazy like cults, like said, doing like some like drinking like the Kool-Aid or doing something, or like
they're already talking about
this sacrificing. Like snakes and lambs and animal gods and stuff like that.
It's already there, dude. Because there was people I heard like after they're freaking out because there was the New York earthquake, and the eclipse. They're like, it's going to be the rapture is on Monday, so. Just know, I mean, we'll all still be here in the rapture, so it's fine. But
let's be ready.
Well, yeah. And then the funny thing is, like I said, then NASA is like, oh yeah, like let's fire rockets at the eclipse. So that's a thing now. So they're firing basically these what they call APEP rockets. At the eclipse as well.
Okay.
Yep, sure.
Because why not?
What are they firing it at the moon?
Yeah.
Like so I'm trying to figure out like what's the purpose there?
Science.
Why is NASA shooting missiles at the solar eclipse? Like they're trying to look at interactions in the ionosphere. I said, because
that makes sense.
They're gonna learn.
That's smarter, but when you say an eclipse is just two things in front of each other. Like when they say it's shooting it at the thing, which one of the two are you shooting it at, dumbass? Like an eclipse is not a physical thing. It's just.
And the sun's pretty far away and the moon.
No, but Ed brings a point. A replay of that. I said, the Hale-Bopp people. Yeah. Hey, shout out to us 90s kids. I said the old Hale-Bopp comet.
Yeah. The old Kool-Aid.
Drinking shout out to, white Nikes, white Nike trainers,
Yeah. I googled it. It was right. Heaven's Gate was the name of the cult.
Yeah, Heaven's Gate. Yeah,
Heaven's Gate. With what was that dude's name? That dude with literally had the craziest eyes. If you look at,
I feel like I would recognize it if I saw it.
Marshall Applewhite.
That just sounds like a fake
name. Yeah, that guy.
This dude.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, this dude, and you cannot tell me.
Yeah, that guy.
You cannot tell me that dude did not. Like, I can look at this picture. I mean, I know what happened, so it probably influenced me a little bit. But if I saw that person, was like, "Come, I know the way to true happiness." I'm like, "No, no, you don't. You know meth."
very, very 90s. Right? Like, I did forget about that guy.
Yeah,
good times. Yeah. So yeah, eclipse. Yay.
Yeah.
Real quick, it's food related, so it's super important. Manny said that he had an eclipse donut at Krispy Kreme. Amazing.
Was it just like a chocolate donut and then just had a little like white thing on the outside?
It's like an Oreo. Hold on.
It is. It's chocolate and then white and then. All right.
Yeah.
I can get down with that.
It's apparently it's like, yeah, it's a donut with some frosting on it and an Oreo stuck on top.
Hey, I could be down with that. Nothing wrong with Oreos. Yep.
Yeah, seems like there's too many circles on that for my liking.
Yeah, multiple circles.
I didn't know that was a thing, but it looks good.
I mean, you got a moon and a sun. I don't know where the others, the other circles are representing. Yeah. Oh, I'm an asshole. All right.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Well, I said, well, last week I said, yeah, I saw Ghostbusters. Yeah. Well, I'm like,
Hey, but you got out of the house and went to the movies.
Yeah, so. Got out of the house. Right now I'm like just crazy with work, kind of handing stuff over because I'm gonna be off. I said sabbatical. I said for a good amount of time. Nice. Starting at the end of next week. But then I didn't buy a hot toy because I bought a watch.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Well, I've always wanted a Omega Seamaster, so I bought an Omega Seamaster.
Nice. Still hot.
Yeah. So hey, James Bond wore one.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
But yeah, that was my day. And then the only other time, so this is the segue, right, is I found the best use of AI that we've had since the inception of AI. I shared it with Larry and Scott earlier this week. And I've literally been sending them nonstop creations from this AI thing. So there's an app or a website called Suno.ai. I don't know if anybody's heard of this. I said on the chat. It's AI that makes songs. And you may think to yourself, like, huh? I'm like, oh, it's just like ChatGPT. It'll make song lyrics, you know, big deal. Yeah. No. It makes the actual music. Like, you can actually have it create actual music
right either from scratch
just
from an idea or in it like or a genre or you can
beat it as much as you want
or you can come up with the lyrics and do it so, that way.
So to kick us off, like I said, to show you what some of those so this is I said this is Scott's inappropriate ska party song I said that created right before the podcast.
Bring that back to the beginning. We were listening to it,
Here it goes.
You gotta move it. Yeah. There you go.
All right, so here is Ska's inappropriate ska party.
Scott's got a knack for speaking his mind, but sometimes it's a bit too unrefined. He never holds back, the filter's gone, but we love him anyway. He's our number one. We play video games, eating barbecue, it's our little flame. Scott's cracking jokes, pushing all the lines, but his laughter's infectious, it's a sign. Scott's always inappropriate, that's just how he rolls. But we'll keep on dancing to his ska rock and roll. Video games and barbecue, that's our go-to scene. It's a party with Scott, it's always hot scene.
And then it goes into music. But yeah, that is 100% AI. That was literally done from a single sentence prompt.
Yeah, it's pretty great, right? That's not a real person. That's not real words. Like, AI just came up with all of that. Came up with the beat.
The beat, the songs, the tone. Yeah.
Yeah, like, clearly we've made more than a few of these. And they're pretty catchy. And most of the time, they're spot on.
I like this one, too. So you gotta play this one.
So here's one. That's right before for the podcast. I made for Larry with a couple things that he likes.
Yeah, back it up. There you go.
Yeah.
Larry's in his room. He's cranking up. Can't you see? He's a phone call crush, just lifty in disguise. Walking out to town with that punk rock fire.
Oh, and it says it does. It probably only has a couple, but so, these ones happen to be the punk rock-y one.
So yeah, you can cut. I said, Manny,
you can change the tone and everything.
You can customize it.
Yeah.
So one of the songs is that we made. Do the
hair,
earlier.
Is it the hair metal one? You got the hair, the power.
No. I got to do
the barbershop quartet. Do it.
All right. So I made a new song for Scott being out sick.
Yes. This was a running joke.
Scott's missing from the show tonight. His absence casting shadows, not feeling right. Is it Ebola, measles, or COVID's bitter bite? The STS guys ponder in the dimming light. Scott, oh Scott, where have you gone? Is it Ebola, measles, COVID spawn? We hope you're all right, we're holding on tight. Praying it's just a cold, a temporary blight. The studio feels empty without your laughter's cheer. Your absence leaving echoes, a void so clear. Is it the dreaded virus spreading far and near? We're sending healing vibes, wishing you were here. Scott, oh Scott, where have you gone? Is it Ebola?
All right, so all
right, you got to do the power ballad, okay. And then
which one was that? I think it's. Is that it?
No, the 80s one that we did. What was
There's
it?
Too many. Was it the first one that Jeremy sent us?
Yeah, not the first one. So the first. There was a.
Let me look it up on the phone. I've literally have so many of these that I've.
There's one that's just called the STS Guy's Power Ballad.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
Because it also names them for you, which you can edit. But if you do just a generic prompt, it names it for you. If you provide the lyrics, it lets you name it. But then again, you can edit it after the fact if you want to as well. And it gives you these really cool AI generated thumbnails like album covers too. It does everything. It's all encompassing.
You have to go up because it was before the out sick one. So if this does it in order, I don't know when you started.
See this guy's rock ballad.
That sounds like Hootie the Blowfish.
We'll have to find it.
So what this means is. You may remember the Fiverr episode. So, the Fiverr music episode. So coming soon to an STS Guys episode near you, the AI music episode.
But, yes. So I want to answer, Manny asked, is it free or is there some hidden app fees? So there's a couple things that we found out. It is free, but you get a certain number of credits to run and create songs that refreshes. You have to make it like an account so that you have like credit tracking.
Yeah.
You do not own the songs if you're a free member, right? They are not royalty free or whatever. They are still the property of the Suno.ai folks for like, what, 10 bucks a month, 8 bucks a month, something like that.
10 bucks a month, yeah. 10 bucks a month.
You do have more credits that you can do and more generous. The reason Jeremy can go kind of nuts with his is that is... the paid account, and there is more stuff where you can like save, and those are technically your property,
right? You probably get the extra features too about like making it longer and all that stuff, but regardless, if you want to check it out, 100% recommend the $10 fee. Yes. You will,
maybe
cancel it after the first month if you're not using it, but you will get $10 worth of enjoyment out of it first time you sit down.
100%. Yeah. And it works pretty fast too.
It's surprisingly fast.
Like Manny, Ed, if you're still in the chat, throw out a couple random terms.
Throw out a topic and a few terms and a strong genre, and we'll make one.
Yeah, and it actually generates pretty fast.
It does. It's almost faster than the image generators. Like it is. It's fast for
if not the same, roughly the same.
I can only imagine the compute power. I said actually that's going on behind this, like. It's gotta be insane. So
Do you remember a few years ago that company, or there was a company that came out that like basically mathematically created every single rhythm humanly possible, mm-hmm. and then copyrighted it and then opened it up to free, like open source
and batteries. What style of music, Manny? All right, so while Manny's
okay, I'm gonna add a couple things to this one because it's Jeremy for this one. Do it chicken nugget or spicy chicken nuggets.
Yeah, a rock and 80s
rock
song about spicy chicken nuggets
and AAA batteries.
I like it.
All right. Let's see what gold we come up with. And let's see what it names this song too.
That's true, yeah.
All right, Manny, this song is for you. Let's give it
like a minute.
We get two like options.
Yep.
And
it's going to feel longer because we're watching it.
Yeah, it does. But it goes pretty quick. It's Nuggets got the Nuggets. Album covers. What is the art?
The art is amazing. Like it's a cloud. Right. It's a cloud that's kind of like a chicken.
That's really cool.
It's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah,
they did it.
That's really cool. Sometimes it's just like a microphone or a guitar, but that one's cool.
All right, so are we ready? We got two different choices.
Yeah.
So choice A.
Oh,
a spicy sensation. Gotta find a way to fuel my creation. Spicy chicken nuggets burning like fire. Triple A batteries, we're reaching high. Come tonight, we're rocking the stage. Nuggets and batteries fueling.
All right, so that's choice A.
That's choice A.
Oh yeah,
pretty solid.
Pretty solid one.
Choice B.
I like the first one better.
The first one is definitely more 80s.
This one's got some epic guitar, though.
It does. See, this one they went with like 80s metal. They went hair metal for the first one. Yeah. And then the second one, they're like, let's, Metallica, Slayer, or something like that. That we can
heavier.
Right, heavier stuff.
I like it, but yeah, look, I mean, you type in you throw in a prompt and like and a minute or two later.
And that wasn't even as detailed as you could be.
Yeah. No.
And you can go into also custom mode. And this is where you start to get some gold at, because then you mix the power of ChatGPT with the power of pseudo AI, convert, the eclipse happens, the AI eclipse.
Like right.
Okay. That's the title. That's the title of this episode is AI eclipse.
Yes.
The AI eclipse happens, and then that's when you start to get gold.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, it's funny. Jeremy had said, right, Jeremy found this and sent it to me and Scott. I was working, so I wasn't able to look at it right away. But as soon as he sent it, like, I'm like, I already know what the first song I'm going to make is. Because, like, around Christmas, we had talked about making, like, an STS Guys Christmas song. So, after that episode wrapped up, like I went to ChatGPT and I'm like, hey, ChatGPT, rewrite Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, but to be about the STS guy. So I already had the lyrics ready to go. So I grabbed those from my old ChatGPT search, threw it into the Suno thing, and it gave me a pretty great Christmas song about the STS guys that we will save for the AI music episode.
Yeah, like it's amazing. Honestly, I said not sponsored at all. I feel like we should be sponsored.
It would be a match made in heaven.
It's a match made in heaven.
This changes a lot of stuff for small companies that are trying to do like marketing and things to get music that you don't have to just get generic music, but you can get like, oh, and a jingle for my product or whatever. Like,
yeah,
I can't afford to get an actual artist to make a thing, like, but I can spend $10.
No, I made, I said, I made a rap. I made a rap song about Taco Casa.
Nice.
It's a solid Taco Casa. Like, I feel like, hey, we overlay that on the monkey commercial. I said, where they're biting into the tacos, and it uplifts that commercial so much more.
It's funny. It's surprisingly solid. And like, I know those first two we Jeremy played sounded similar, but literally, like, it was a coincidence.
It was the pop punky punk rock tends to be that, like, I'm gonna say early 20s guy voice, right?
Which, whatever they use. I mean, to be fair, like the majority of those early 2000s pop punk bands, a lot of them sounded the same too. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you can literally do anything. I know I've run through, you know, the easy ones like emo to, you know, to like 90s country to what was it, pirate rock, pirate metal. Got a nice pirate song created. It's pretty amazing. Jeremy was messing around, did like a circus one, like right, it sounds like a circus song. It's pretty amazing.
Any type of music you can think of. And then what I started doing randomly too is I said if you go into the custom mode, you can basically say, hey, utilize random style. And there's some random styles I had no idea what it even was, but I'm like, sounds interesting.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like cool. Like the one that I have right now, which I'm trying to figure out what this is gonna sound like, and we're gonna listen to it live. Pull it back up. This is Scott Synthwave song 3, but within psychedelic bluegrass.
All right.
I like it.
Scott's got a knack for speaking his mind, but sometimes it's a bit too.
All right. Choice 2.
I like the banjo.
Scott's got an act for speaking his mind, but sometimes
I like that one.
It's pretty good.
He never holds back. Filter is strong, but we love him anyway. He's our number one.
It sounds like it's from Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Doesn't it?
Like
The guys that did the soundtrack for that one.
Yeah.
What is their name?
Not the Foggy Mountain Boys, but
that's the
Soggy Bottom Boys.
But the actual there's the band that actually did it is like has more songs.
No, it is the Soggy Bottom Boys. It's the band. The band is called the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh, yeah. There is a band called the Soggy Bottom Boys.
I guess that's true.
Oh, yeah. Just George Clooney was with them in the movie.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I think that the fun part is when you progress past the pop punks and you start getting a little more creative on your genre choices, they turn out
so like I right before the podcast I was telling them I'm like I wanted to basically mix stuff that doesn't belong together. So I made a song about Freddy Krueger brutally murdering children but sung as an a cappella church choir. And it sounds like
the choir idea just because right because it's got the multiple
it's got the harmonies, it's got a whole bunch of other stuff in there, but definitely give it a try. $10, well spent. I would buy this again in terms of basically would buy it in a heartbeat, would buy it again in a heartbeat.
I'm gonna have to drop the $10 once I have some time.
Yeah,
next week I'll make up some songs and we'll get a
We'll do an official AI music episode.
Music couple. Here's the idea. And I know, Jeremy, you threw it out here. And we have to be careful. I don't know if this is a... We have to host it on SoundCloud because of this whole Spotify doesn't like AI music thing. Or thing. But we'll take the best and the ones that we like the most, and we will make an album.
Yeah,
of our songs.
I agree. I think we. So I was busy this week as well. I did not have as much time to look at it as I wanted to. But while I was on a meeting that I did not need to be on, I did Google real quick because I was curious. I'm like, how does Spotify feel about AI songs? And they try to prevent it. Obviously, it's hard. So there's a couple things that the article mentioned that gets flagged is songs put up as singles. Like, right, all you have is singles, no albums. So yeah, it's like Scott said, I feel like an album is the right way to go, which I think we would have done anyhow. Yep. No AI artwork. We can come up with our own artwork. Easy.
Dude, we literally just use our logo as the album.
Yeah, exactly.
We use this because we own that.
Exactly.
Like, that's all. Awesome.
Exactly. Done. Easy. Right. And the other flag was all the songs are about the same, like short and the same length, which I did notice that the first version on here, they typically stop at around 2 minutes. But to Jeremy's point, like once you dig around a little bit, you can easily extend that, which I think a lot of people miss. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is extend it, and then you don't have a 2 minute song anymore. And
it's a longer. So, yeah. You make it a normal size song.
So I think we try Spotify, but like we said in the chat the other day, like we try Spotify with not one of our Spotify accounts, just do it with another one. That way, if it does get flagged and we do get banned, we're not getting banned, and it'll be okay. And Scott,
one of many of our alt accounts is the one that gets banned.
Yeah, exactly. Totally good. And Scott, I think the idea of throwing it up on SoundCloud too, why not?
Yes.
I think
that is like the mumble rappers, right? We can maybe I think Tyler had dropped in and had said something about it's like, that's how we get a Grammy. Like, yeah, we'll be the new mumble rappers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great idea because if Spotify cares, I get it, but SoundCloud doesn't care. SoundCloud just wants you on their website. SoundCloud doesn't care.
Bots are listening to your stuff. Everything. Yeah. Like they don't give a shit.
SoundCloud doesn't care. So that's a great idea.
We will make an official soundtrack. Like it will be for everyone out there to listen to. I also because I'm looking into this as well. Okay. Like we can do official pressings, like vinyl pressings. Like, imagine
as vinyl record,
a vinyl record
AI songs,
a vinyl record of AI songs.
I mean, it's ridiculous, so you know I'm in.
But yeah, it's absolutely 100%. It's dumb as shit. Yeah. I'm down.
I'm absolutely in.
But I found a place that does it, and you can basically pick your colors. You can pick
your
color. Like you can
like STS guys green.
Yes,
like
STS guys vinyl. Green.
Yeah, that would be sick. Yeah. Yeah,
so that would be amazing. I'm thinking basically. I said this starts to become a thing. Like,
yeah, I like it. I think it's right up our alley. I think this is the one of those things that came along and was perfect for us. So, you know, I think it was just the last episode where we were talking about giving Froggy Fresh a few $100 to make a song for us, which would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But this $10 investment was equally as awesome, possibly more, because it lives on forever. Yes. Like, right, there's infinite possibilities, not just a one and done. It's just as good.
And I think so. We can have different flavors of albums too. So we can have hey, an SDS guys Christmas album. We can have an SDS guys hey, look, it's Jeremy's jams. It's Larry's lyrics.
Yeah,
it's Scott's songs.
Yep, I like it. And somehow you can monetize all this because Spotify artists get paid, which is part of the reason why Spotify was mad about the AI songs, is because they didn't want to pay people for things that they didn't actually make.
And we won't get paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We might. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Scott, like that barbershop song
is good.
The barbershop song is good. Like, I assume there's a barbershop charts on Spotify. Yeah. Scott song is going to be number one on the barbershop Spotify charts.
Hey, if I could chart number one, like
On anything?
Even on anything ridiculous.
On anything? Just so I can screenshot that saying, guess what? Hey, the STS guys were number one in barbershop quartet.
Yep, for right 1 week in 2024.
Yeah.
Yep. Life goals, right?
I would that. Love that.
I'll update my LinkedIn and I'll put that on there and be like, yep, number one recording artist.
Number one.
Spotify. No big deal.
Yeah. And then, like I said, then we can reach out to our audience. We can have a collab album. You know, like, hey, guess what? STS guys X, like, but wasted. STS guys X, Tyler Calvert. STS guys X, Manny. Like, you know what? We can have where we're writing the music, they're throwing out the topics, and it becomes the collab.
We can call it like From the Chat.
Yeah.
Right. Like shout out to the chat. Like,
yeah, that's the album from the chat, or shout out to the chat.
Yeah, we'll just do ridiculous. We'll just do ridiculous songs because it's free and who cares?
Exactly. But then, like I said, our album art, which is just our logo cover, we just invert and change the colors.
Yeah,
and
then, that's what I was
saying. And almost like Jock Jam style, we just do volume one at the bottom, volume two at the bottom, volume three. So nothing changes, just the colors, and then just a volume.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I was thinking, like, you know how like Weezer did the blue album and the green album. I was thinking the same thing, just our logo, but one would be blue behind it, one would be green. But yeah, exactly. put volume whatever down at the
bottom. It's like Jock Jam style, like
perfect. Yeah. Or the now, right? The now
this is
what now I call this music. Is music.
Yeah. Volume now this is music. This is volume music.
Yeah.
67.
Yeah. Perfect. I like separate
or kids pop.
Yeah,
kids pop. I wanted to do. I thought of that.
There's that style of music.
Yeah, is there kids pop version?
You could have it sing kids music.
That is amazing. Yeah, I gotta do a kids pop version of something. Something ridiculous.
Kids pop like, whap. Yeah. Uncensored kids pop whap.
Yeah. I think forget the ridiculous part. Like, I think it's cool that if you want to write some songs and maybe you're not the best performer. Like, I can't sing, but like, if I wanted to try to write a song and have AI sing it, like that's kind of fun too, right? There's a way to kind of test your writing skills and do that. I tried to write one song. It didn't turn out that good. I ended up just putting a bunch of whoa, oh, ohs and like na 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 nas in it. It actually sounds better when you put a bunch of na 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 nas in it. Like, that's
is what it like the thing where somebody said where they're like, I don't know if you guys saw this. You'll have to look it up. There was a person that had like a AI screen reader and it was talking about odds of something. And it had like one in like something trillions. So it was like one, but it wrote it out. It was like 1000,000,000.
Yeah.
And the AI that read it started going like, what? Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, the most like so. One of the things that here's someone made a genius song on here. I'm trying to find it. I came across it the other day. So on the free songs, I said, like, if you don't pay for it, I said your song is public. Someone basically wrote the word hello in like 57 different languages, and basically it was just basically hello in different languages.
Yeah,
and it sounded actually amazing. It was like, that's konnichiwa, cool. And this, like,
yeah.
And it,
hola.
Like, yeah, hola. Like, and it made it a song. Basically, yeah, hello, and like a whole bunch of different languages.
And every language of the world.
So I thought about, basically, you could do something like that with like stupid stuff. Like, hey, like, so what is, tacos in, in Chinese?
So, something stupid. Yeah, something STS guys. Ed's got a new acronym meaning for STS guys. Shooting the songs. I like that.
Can you? I wonder if you could, because like Larry, you took the lyrics, and then plopped them in. Yeah. I wonder, because like obviously this is where it gets a little sketchy, and it's never going to be actually allowed. But to figure out a way to be like, I would like a cup. No one does a good cover of this song. I want a cover of this song.
So you're please not
keep the thing. Like, you're not supposed to.
Supposed to, right? And there is a warning that pops up. This needs to be your own original. So the Mariah Carey one that I did, though, I feel like that falls under parody.
Yeah,
because I didn't copy the lyrics one to one.
And that's why I wonder, because I was also thinking I would, you know, Kids Bop style. I first said WAP, but now I want Slipknot's People Equal Shit. Yeah. So,
I mean, you could maybe change it around a little bit.
People equals poop, and then
yeah, just... there you go. It's not the same.
Write me a cover of this song.
Yeah,
but again, you can't feed it the same rhythm. So if it doesn't know the song, it doesn't know the rhythm.
True.
So it won't be the same. Like, I would like it to keep the same.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the same exact notes. Like, it might be similar, but it's not going to be. Yeah, it's not going to be exactly perfect.
Yeah, that's.
Yet. I also get it. Like, I think that the more time we spend on this, the better we're going to get at it.
Yeah.
And like, it's already good, right? Like, off the shelf, hit play, it's good. But I think that the more time we spend, we're going to get better at feeding the inputs, right? Which is the whole thing with AI. Like, anybody can go in and like try to use AI, but to be good at it, you have to know how to manipulate those inputs. I think we're going to get there. Jeremy looks like he's onto something.
I'm trying to basically I said do on the fly, people equal poop. No. All right. Yeah, just because you know, why not?
All right, let that run. When it's ready to go, we'll pull it up here. Yeah. In the meantime, I see it's 51 after.
Yeah.
Larry, do your thing.
Yeah, good waste of time. If you like this, DS guys, and want to know when we're going to do that AI music episode, or you want to send us ideas ahead of time, like, we'll take them live, but if you want to send us ideas ahead of time, we will absolutely make a song for you that we will share on that episode. You can DM me on Instagram. At SDS Guys. You can message us on Twitter at SDS Guys, but probably don't message us on Facebook at the SDS Guys. But I'm Larry from the SDS Guys.
Shillin' like a villain.
Shillin' like a villain. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Vanilla Ice style.
Already did it. It's good. About us. I did Ice Baby, but make it about us. It's good.
That's amazing.
Follow up on, I think it was our last episode. Remember, we did reach out to Taco Casa.
Did you talk to them?
They didn't call me back.
Oh.
Got an email. Like, you guys know that we got an email, and the general manager or whatever was like, hey, this is awesome. Call me. So I did. I called a couple times. It went to voicemail. Like, the third time, I left a message, and I have not heard back. So, to be determined. But, what does I say now? Like, Taco Casa. If you like tacos, go to Taco Casa. It's the best.
It's the best.
If you like people who do really cool trailer reactions and movie reviews, I've got some friends who do trailer reactions and movie reviews.
I was wondering where he's going with that.
I don't have friends. I got family.
That's right. Check out our YouTube family, like Tyler Calvert, who does awesome trailer reactions and movie reviews.
And check out My Figure Universe on Instagram. Oh, yeah. I said for some amazing Star Trek content.
Yeah. Shout out to Ed. Daily Star Trek content.
So. Hey, and he's making the rounds too. I said he was on another podcast. I said the other day. I said where someone was shouting out. I said his channel.
I did see that.
Growing the channel.
Yeah, that's awesome. I shout out to, I think it was Jessica, right, Ed's wife, who tagged me in a post from our friend Goat versus Fish because she saw it before I did. And Goat versus Fish is going to be on America's Got Talent on May 28th. So everybody mark that day on your calendars because we are absolutely going to have to watch and react to that.
Yeah, that will be. I honestly be one
of the greatest days of my life.
No,
I'm proud
about,
of it.
So how about this? How about this? What if we get one of the best people who does reactions to stuff on the podcast with us? Maybe an invitation out to Tyler Calvert, I said, on the SDS Guys, reacting, I said, to Goat versus Fish.
I like it. And we'll remind you. We'll reach out. This is like in a month.
Yeah.
2 months.
It's a while out, yeah.
But yes. No, that is a great idea. And I'm excited to see Goat versus Fish on my TV. This could be the big break, guys.
This could be the big break. We were there with him since the very beginning.
Exactly. We were there in the beginning.
Early on. Yep. Right?
He was on our podcast twice. First time a very long time ago. If he blows up, I'll be very proud of him. We got to do a Goat versus Fish song.
Yes. We do. All right, Jeremy, let's play it.
Oh, yeah, it's ready.
So.
What is this again?
Hey.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it.
Oh, shit. Here, let me stop.
Drop your thing. Make sure checkbox the button.
Also share a window.
I feel like the judges are going to be fence sitters too.
They are going to be all fence sitters.
They're just going to be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Are you
none of them are gonna
are you fish? No, they might play along. It's their show. They kind of gotta play along.
They gotta play along, but they're only gonna do it for so long.
Yeah.
That's choice number one.
It's pretty good.
Cause I'm not afraid of you. I'm everything you'll never be. Yeah.
It's a bunch of lyrics I can grab real quick because I had to listen.
It's a quick song. Yeah,
it's a quick song, but
it's pretty good though.
But yeah, well, cannot wait to have the AI episode. It's going to be a blast. An episode.
So Jeremy, do your thing.
So for episode 259 of the SCS Guys pre-eclipse, I've been Jeremy.
Hey, it's Larry.
And I'm Scott.
And we're the SCS Guys. Have a great night, everyone.
Bye.
Whataburger couldn't get more Texan. Today I learned the chain has a new treat featuring another Lone Star favorite. The Dr. Pepper Shake is now on the menu at Whataburger. You want to act fast on this one though, because it is only available for a limited time. I think I know what I'm doing for lunch.